Okay. So Rabbi said we started Rabbeinu Yonah, and we're up to the paragraph Ella, which if you have the Rabbeinu Yonah is on the bottom of page one. And I have here an article, which is a... I don't know. Okay. And this article is called Yom V'Laila, Day and Night. It is based on a Yartzeit Shir that the Rav, my Rebbe, gave for his father's Yartzeit on Gimel Shvat. And I didn't hear the Yartzeit Shir, but it's written up here in this sefer called Shirim L'Zecher HaMemori. And I'm fascinated by this article. I haven't yet finished it. I'm going through piece by piece. It's a very long one. My guess is that we'll dedicate today and Wednesday to this essay. And whatever I did till now, I'll try to share with you, and maybe we can learn it together. And then hopefully we'll be able to finish it up on Wednesday. And then tomorrow we have a pshat shir. Anyone who's interested with filling in the agaditas in Masechta Brachos. So Rabbeinu Yonah says the following, El Kachu Ha'inyan. We're discussing, of course, the minhag of davening early before nightfall, and not only davening Ma'ariv, but within the context of Ma'ariv, obviously, we're reciting Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, and we're being somewhat Gula Tefillah. And the third parsha of Kriyat Shema is the Kiyum of Zecher Litzis Mitzrayim. All this is going on before Tzeis HaKolchov. So the question is, how do we justify that? And Rabbeinu Yonah has a very unique shita. It's largely based on a sugyan zvachim of Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyah Sachama, which tells me that even though there's machlokas between Rabbi Yudin and Chachamim about the Sovzman Mincha, when is the last time for Tfilus Mincha? Rabbi Yudin says the last time for Tfilus Mincha is what? Plag. The Chachamim did not take us all the way till Tzeis HaChama. Tzeis HaKochavim, I'm sorry. I meant Tzeis HaKochavim. As you would have anticipated that if the Chacham are rejecting Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that Mincha is a Tfilas Yom, and it takes us till the termination of the Yom, Yom presumably terminates with Tzeis HaKochavim, and then we start with Laila. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, and again, as I say, he's compelled by a sugya in Zvachim and Kodshim, to establish that the latest time for Mincha, even according to Chachamim, is what? Shkiyah Sachar. No, it doesn't go till Tzeis. You and I are getting confused, Mitch. You know, I confused you, and now you're trying to confuse me. You're trying to get me back. That's the thing. But let's see if we can unconfuse ourselves, both of us. So what we're saying is like this, that Rabbi Yehuda would terminate Mincha at Plaga Mincha. Chachamim extended beyond Plaga Mincha. The question is, how long do they extend Mincha? Until what time? When's the latest time for Mincha? And again, we would have anticipated, let's take it all the way till Tzeis HaChama, and Rabbeinu Yonah, till Tzeis HaKochavim, sorry. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, we're going to cut it prematurely, and we're going to cut it down till Shkiyah HaChama. Correct? Now, why? Why is it that Mincha, the latest time for Mincha, is going to be Shkiyah HaChama? And the answer is because Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyah Sacham. In other words, Tfilas Keneged Karbanas Tiknum, and the latest time to be Zorik the Dam, which is the clincher of the Avodas Tomin Shel Ben Arbayim, is Shkiyah Sacham. Correct? So that's going to be the latest time for Mincha. Rabbeinu Yonah now that he's equipped with Shkiyah Sachama as the critical moment which terminates Tfilas Mincha, he makes the next step. And he says, well, in the same way that we've discussed at great length within the perspective of Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that once Tfilas Mincha ends, Tfilas Ma'ariv begins, if we apply that same kind of a structure and logic within the framework of Rabbeinu Yonah, if we assume that the latest time for Mincha is when? Shkiyah Sachama, then at that point, Ma'ariv should take over. That's what I think Rabbeinu Yonah is operating with. And you'll see on the last, again, if you have the last line in Rabbeinu Yonah, depending upon if you're looking in the Rabbeinu Yonah, the last line on Aleph Amud Aleph, he writes, Vavi Laila Le'inyun Tefila Shel Arvis. Kiddel Kamon. We'll see what Kiddel Kamon means. And Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about Shkiyas Hachama. And he says, therefore, he says, and this you can take a look on the top of Aleph Amud Beis, he says, Kemet Sheshoka Chama V'eino Yochol L'spal Tfilas Mincha Misham Ve'elech. He says that Tfilas Mincha cannot be recited, cannot be fulfilled after Shkiyas Hachama. And therefore, we should assume that that's a good time for Tfilas Arvis. Now, keep in mind that the language of Rabbeinu Yonah, he's very meticulous. He says, Vavi Laila Le'inyan Tfila Shel Arvis. It's kind of like a theory of relativity. I mean, notice that Rabbeinu Yonah is not identifying Shkiyas Hachama as Laila. In fact, I'll show you explicitly that he undermines that equation. Shkiyas Hachama is not Laila. Tzeis HaKolchom is Laila. But he says, Havi Laila le'inyan Tfilas Arvis. As far as Tfilas Arvis is concerned, it's Laila. How do I know that for sure Rabbeinu Yonah does not identify Shkiyas Hachama as Laila? If you go up a little bit, he says, V'adayin yesh lishol. This is three lines up before the end of Aleph Amud Aleph. Kevan she'eino zman kriyat shma b'shoah she'korino seveis ha'knesses heich yotze yidei chova me'abrochos im eino laila v'inyin kriyat shma v'yishlo m'shav pi she'eino laila mamish v'nei shlo yotze ha'kochavim afilu hachi kevan she'shoka ha'chama, etc., etc. So you see that when Rabbeinu Yonah wants to define laila mamish, which is the clear-cut, objective definition of Laila, he identifies Laila with what? With Tzeis HaKolchov. So let's just summarize the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah would say the following, that as far as Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa is concerned, you want to be Yotzi in the midst of Kriyat Shema, Rabbeinu Yonah says you need Tzeis. Let's go back to the beginning of the paragraph. He says, Keva Elokahu Ha'inyon, Shebebeis HaKnesses Yikra Kriyat Shema Im Birchos Seha, V'yispalel, V'lo Yechavein Lotzeis Yidei Chovas Kriyat Shema Bosa Kriya, because for that he needs what? Tzeis HaKolchavim, Elo Lamod B'tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah, V'yotzi Yidei Kriyas HaBrachos, V'acharkach Sheyia B'beiso, Kodem Sheyochal. Again, this is Rabbeinu Yonah Lishitosa, that you're not allowed to eat before you recite Kriyat Shema. So before he sits down for his meal, Acha Yitzias HaKochavim, we already passed Yitzias HaKochavim, Yikra Osa, now it's Laila, and he could be Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, V'yiskavein Lotzes by Yidei Chova, etc., etc., and he reads it with Mora and with Kavana and so forth and so on. So it comes out like this. As far as Kriyat Shema is concerned, we need what? Laila, which means what? Tzeis. Correct? Laila Mamash. But as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema, and as far as Arvis is concerned, we don't need Laila Mamish. We have this new din of Laila that starts with what? What's the kickoff? Shkiyas Hachama. And then you and I would anticipate that with regard to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which requires Laila, that, like the rest of Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa, should have to wait till after Tzeis. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, and he surprises us. This Rabbeinu Yonah is full of surprises. And he says here on the top of Aleph Amud Beis, that as far as Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says, you don't have to wait till Laila Mamish. He says, Kevan, this is towards the end of the third line, Kevan Shalom Lamadnu Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba Laila El Miribui. It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah Laila, but we derive it from an extra pasuk. It says, Kol Yemei Chayecha. Laman Tizkar, Tzeis Chomer Tzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha. Kol Larabos Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba Laila. Enksiv Sham Laila Beferush. El miyitur, from the extra word kol, bilvad, that's the only source for the whole mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. So, miyitur kol, bilvad, narshinale, lochai shinon im
Einanu Omer Osa Belaila Mamish.
And he says, Kevon Shalaila Hula Inyan Tfilas Arvis, Laila Havi Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Since, although it's not Laila Mamish, but it is Laila as far as what? Arvis is concerned, it's enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then he's going to bring a raya in a minute, we'll see his raya. But let's just summarize. Now, it turns out that not only is Mairiv and Birchas Kriyat Shema, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, fulfillable at a time of Shkiyas HaChama before Tseis HaKokov, when it's not yet Laila Mamash, but we have to throw into boot Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So basically, when I have Kavano with Yira and Mora, and I recite Kriyat Shema after Tseis HaKochavim, I can basically drop the third parsha because I was already Yotze, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim after Shki. So if you take a look at that's what we want to see, is it Bidyevet, is it Lechatchila, but he definitely says Yotze, that for sure. So I wanted to see the Rav's article here, and now if you happen to have the article, if not, I'll try to summarize it as we go along. He says the following. First he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Lekachu ha'inyon shebeis haknesses, fine, achakach bebeiso, before he eats, after tzeis kochavim, he recites Kriyat Shema, and he should have kavana to be yotze his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema after tzeis. Im lo yirtzef, he's short for time, is he can read two parshias, and that's sagi lebahachi, and that's enough. Fine. Then he says, "Vadayin yesh lishol kelon kevan she'eino zman kriyat shma." Even though it's not yet zman kriyat shma, because when we read kriyat shma in the Beis HaKnesses in the context of Ma'ariv, it's not yet tzeis hakochavim. It's only after shkia. He says, "No, kevan she'shaka chama havi laila linyan tefila shel arvis." Since laila, as far as arvis is concerned, is engendered by shkia sachama, is hachinami. It's also Laila as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema is concerned. And then he goes on and he has his presentation as far as Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And once again, even though it's not Laila Mamish, he says, it's enough that it's Laila Le'inyan Tefilas Arvis, that itself engenders the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. How does Rabbeinu Yonah know, and what forces him to draw the conclusion that as far as Tfilas Arvis is concerned, Shkia Sachama is considered Laila? And that Rabbeinu Yonah says, Kiddel Kamon. What is Kiddel Kamon? That's Rabbeinu Yonah in the fourth Perek, in Perek Tfilas HaShachar, and that's where he quotes the Sugin Zvachim, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. The latest time for Tfilas Mincha, therefore, is when? Shkia, and at that point we make the transition to Tfilas Arvis, and Arvis can be recited and can be fulfilled with Shkia Sachama. That's more or less the Rabbeinu Yonah. Fine. Now Rabbeinu Yonah has a raya. What's his raya that you could be Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema after Shkia Sachama before Tzeis HaKochavim and there's no Laila? He says, "Vahachi chayzinan," and this is what we see. And this is Rabbeinu Yonah. If you're looking in Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Alpha Midbeis, or if you have the Rav's article, it's about 10 lines up from the bottom of the page. He says on Daf Ches Midbeis, the Gemara says that when is the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shalaila? Until now, we've been talking about the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shalaila. When is the latest time for Kriyat Shema Shalaila? Let's say a person realizes and it's very late into the night and he hasn't yet recited Kriyat Shema Shalaila. So the Gemara says, Kodem Anetz HaChama, he can read Kriyat Shema Shalaila even after Amud HaShachar, as late as Anetz HaChama. The Afal Pishu Yom, even though it's still considered day, Shekvar Ola HaShachar. Whoa, interesting. After Alos HaShachar, it's Yom. We're going to see Rabosai, that's a Mishnah Masechta Megillah, that the mitzvos halayla can terminate, that it's the early, well, let me put it the other way around, that the mitzvah sayom begin with alos hashachar. Again, there was exer drabanan, they wanted you to wait till anates, because if you start your mitzvahs as early as alos hashachar, you might get messed up. You might mistakenly daven, you might mistakenly do the mitzvah too early. But as far as the din d'orais is concerned, mitzvah sayom, the yom begins with what? With amud hashachar. And that's what he says over here. The afal pi, says Rabbeinu Yonah, shuhu yom. It's already day, and if it's already day, it's too late for Kriyas Rosh Arvish, Alayla. And when is it yom? Shekvar ola hashachar is nevertheless mazkir midas halayla. Whatever that means. The kevan shafiluk shemat. Now he applies the kal v'chomer. He says, if Kriyas Shema Shalayla can be pushed past Amud HaShachar, and that means it's already Yom. He says, Kol Shkein Hachai, how much more so here with regard to the beginning, the earliest time for Kriyat Shema, for Birchas Kriyat Shema, Shemascheles Kvar HaLaila, Afal Pi Shelo Yotzu Adayin HaKochavim, Sheyochel Lomar Midas HaLaila. Meaning, if you're willing to extend Midas HaLaila past Alos HaShachar, then you can extend Midas HaShachar in the opposite direction to make it as early as after Shkia, even though Afal Pishlo Adayin Shlo Yotza Adayin HaKochavim. Af Pisheni Yochel Likros Kriyat Shema, even though you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but at least you could fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema. So he has a Kal V'chomer from the fact that you could be Yotzin Kriyat Shema after Amud HaShachar, which is already Yom, but it still has a little bit of a Midas Laila. So he says, how much more so can I be Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema? Very strange analogy. Birchas Kriyat Shema before Laila, before Tzeis HaKochavim, after Shkias HaCham. So Rav Soloveitchik summarizes Rabbeinu Yonah in the bottom of Tzadi Aleph, and he writes that before Shkia Sachama, it's impossible to read Birchas Kriyat Shema, because at that time you still could daven Mincha. It's clearly Yom. It's not even, shall we say, Midas Laila or Miktas Laila. However, after Shkia Sachama, he can recite Kriyat Shema and its brachos, and he can be Yotze the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema, even though he's not Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself, because for that you need Laila, you need Zman Shchiva, you need Tzeis HaKochavim. Nevertheless, he can be Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema. Not only can he be Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema after Shkia, but he can likewise be Yotze the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you'll ask, he says, Amai Yotze HaKore Yedei Chovah Zechiras Mitzrayim, how could it be it's not Laila yet? It's Bein HaShmashos. It's after Shkia, but it's not after Laila. Tzeis HaKochavim has not yet arrived. He says that since it never mentions Laila explicitly in the parasha of Zechiras Yitzrayim, therefore we can extend Laila to what we might call Midas Laila or Mixas Laila, which is the Zman after Shkia called the Zman Arvus. Because we only derive the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzrayim from the word kol, from a yitur dekra, from an extra word, and it never says Laila explicitly. And then, of course, Rabbeinu Yonah brings a proof from someone who's anus, that he couldn't read Kriyat Shema until after Amud HaShachar. He could be Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis after Amud HaShachar, even though it's still, it's already what? Excuse me. It's already day, it's already Yom for all mitzvahs HaTorah. Nevertheless, we can extend the time of Ma'ariv of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis beyond Amud HaShachar up until Hanetz. And how much more so in the case of the beginning of the Zman for Birchas Kriyat Shema and Zechiras Yitzrayim, we can begin as early as Shkia Sachama, even though it's not Laila Mamish, but it is already Miktas Laila as far as Tefilas Arvis, and therefore you can be Yotzei Birchas Kriyat Shema and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And here the Rav is going to begin to ask a barrage of questions to try to understand Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's raise the first question, and we'll see what we can accomplish here. First of all, the standards of Yom and Laila, in other words, when does Yom end and when does Laila begin, with regard to Shar Mitzvos HaTorah, is way after Shkiyas HaChama. Now, if Rabbeinu Yonah has a halach of Tfilas Mincha, that Mincha has to terminate with Shkiyas HaChama, even though it's still Yom, because of the halach of Dam Nifsal, the Shkiyas HaChama, okay, so now Zman Mincha terminates, but if you want to ask when is Laila, the answer has to be based on the standard of Laila in Kol Dinei HaTorah, in Kol Mitzvos HaTorah. And the standard for Laila in Kol Mitzvos HaTorah is Seis HaKochavim. Haraya, I mean, the first example that we can give is Kriyat Shema itself, which Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't blink an eye, and he knows that Kriyat Shema requires Seis HaKochavim. So the first question we want to ask is, why is it that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Kriyat Shema, insofar as Kriyat Shema Shel Laila requires Laila, requires Tzeis, and yet he can be Yotzei Birchas Kriyat Shema before Tzeis, after Shkia, when Kriyat Shema itself requires Laila? Why shouldn't Birchas Kriyat Shema require Laila? So you'll answer, and it seems from the text of Rabbeinu Yonah that would be, you know, that would be the true way of going, that once it's no longer Zman Mincha, now it's Zman Tfilas Arvis. And once it's Zman Tfilas Arvis, he could be Yotzei his mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema. In other words, even though Kriyat Shema itself requires what? Laila, which means Tzeis. Nevertheless, that's halacha in Kriyat Shema. But as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema depends upon Tfilas Arvis. When is Tfilas Arvis? After what? The termination of Tfilas Mincha. When does Tfilas Mincha terminate? Dam Nifsal Vishkiya Sachama. So since it's already Zman Tfilas Arvis, therefore likewise it's the Zman for Birchas Kriyat Shema. But Rabosa, the first question we want to raise is, you know, you're only pushing the question back one step. You're not really answering the question. I mean, you're telling me that Birchas Kriyat Shema depends upon Zman Tfilas Arvis. And Zman Tfilas Arvis begins with Shkiyas HaChama. But that gufa is difficult. Why should the Zman Tfilas Arvis begin with Shkiyas HaChama? If you're postulating, and nobody seems to question this postulate within the framework of Rabbeinu Yonah at least, that Laila begins with what? With Tzeis HaKochavim. So why is Tfilas Laila, which is Tfilas Arvis, why does that begin earlier, before Tzeis HaKochavim, with what? With Shkiyas HaChama. And Rabbeinu Yonah's answer is that there's some sort of halach of what? Of Mitzas Laila, of Midas Laila, which is already, you know what I mean, it's already getting dark, you know, the sun is already set. But nevertheless, Al-Pidin, it's not Laila. I mean, even though you could tell me that the Hafkah, meaning the termination of Mitzvah of Mincha, is when? Is Shkia because of the Halach of Dam, Nifsal, Tfilas Keneged, Karbanos Tiknum, but nevertheless, the Takon of Tfilas Arvis, Pashtus, it should be a Takona of Laila, and Laila doesn't begin until when? Tzeis HaKochavim. So Rabbeinu Yonah, in order to justify our minug of davening Ma'ariv before what? Before Tzeis, but again, it has to be after Shkia, Rabbeinu Yonah pushes himself into what I call a dochak. And the dochak is that there is some sort of din of Laila with Shkiyas HaChama, which precipitates the mitzvah of Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv in turn drags along Birchas Kriyat Shema. But as far as Laila itself is concerned, for that we need six.
I don't understand, why isn't it just as simple as saying that, like you just said, Tfilah is instead of Korbanot of Mincha finished at Shkia, and therefore Ma'ariv you can daven. And if you daven Ma'ariv, what is Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv is Kriyat Shema, Brachos, and Amida. What is,
right.
The
Rav Zichron of Brach is trying to push for this new definition of Laila, meaning Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say that Zman Tfilas Arvis is because the Tfilas Keneged Karbanos Tiknum. Rabbeinu Yonah insists, because again, otherwise Rabbeinu Yonah is in a bind. Rabbeinu Yonah wants to derive many different halachas and many different mitzvahs that can be fulfilled at that time period after Shkia. If Rabbeinu Yonah is going to hang his hat
on the peg of karbanos, it's not going to help him. It might help him with filus arvis possibly, but it's not going to give him beyond filus arvis. For example, if you're talking about zechiras yitzis mitzrayim palelos, right? We had two mitzvahs of zechiras yitzis mitzrayim, one by day, one by yom, and one by laila. So what does that have to do with karbanos? So in other words, Rabbeinu Yonah is the agenda, so to speak, of Rabbeinu Yonah, or if you put it this way, maybe the word agenda sounds a little pejorative, but what I mean is the underlying definition that sort of is below the surface here that we're trying to emphasize here is that Rabbeinu Yonah is coming up with a new definition of Lila. And that new definition of Lila, although it doesn't operate for most of the mitzvahs, but it does help me with a certain, shall we say, we can carve out a group of mitzvahs. Right now, we know three mitzvahs. We know Tefillas Arvis, we know Birchas Kriyat Shema, and we know Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first two are Derabbanan. The third is Doraisa. So we're no longer talking about, you know, rabbinic institutions. If Rabbeinu Yonah was talking about a rabbinic institution, which was a Takanas Chazal because of Karbanos, as Michael, you point out, then what bearing would it have on Yitzias Mitzis, on Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? So basically we're asking two questions. Question number one is, what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean when he says that as far as Tefillas Arvis is concerned, Shkias HaChama engenders Lila? Again, he's not saying it in, you know, it's a din of a new takana of Meiriv. You know, it's Keneged Karbanos Tiknum. You know, we're already busy on the Mizbeach with Hector Chalav Vevorim. That's not what Rabbeinu Yonah presents. It wouldn't help Rabbeinu Yonah, because Rabbeinu Yonah wants to achieve a goal in which he justifies the minug of davening after Shkia, davening Meiriv. Now, if it's just Aloch of Karbanos, that's not going to really cut the mustard as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema is concerned. And by the way, you see, it's so clear from the presentation of Rabbeinu Yonah that he's advocating a new definition of Lila from the fact that he's going to use Kriyat Shema Shel Lila to prove his thesis about Meiriv and Birchas Kriyat Shema after Shkia. Meaning, what was Rabbeinu Yonah's proof from the Gemara Daf Ches? I'm in a difficult situation. My back is against the wall. I'm what's called anus. I didn't recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. And you're going to extend Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis into Yom. It's already Yom. So you see, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that there's something called Midas Lila Bayom. Meaning, even though it's Yom, it has a Midas Lila. And therefore, when we speak about, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is his Kalvachomer, when he derives the conclusion in terms of the beginning of the night, he says, even though it's not Lila till Tzeis, but nevertheless, there's a Midas Lila even before Lila. So there's a Midas Lila when Lila terminates, and that's going to be after Amud HaShachar, and even though technically it's Yom, but nevertheless we have a Midas Lila, and that's going to expand the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And so too, there's something, says Rabbeinu Yonah, called a Midas Lila even before Lila. Just like there's a Midas Lila after Lila terminates, there's a Midas Lila before the inception of Lila, meaning before Tzeis HaKochavim, and that's called Shkias HaChama. Very strange couple.
And just because you extend it on one end doesn't mean you're not
a... Right, and not only that, but he starts with Kriyat Shema, but he ends up with Birchas Kriyat Shema. He's really... So let's just summarize. We have two questions that we're asking on Rabbeinu Yonah. The first question is, what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean when he says that I can daven Meiriv before Lila because it's Lila L'inyan Meiriv? What is that concept? How do I expand Lila to a period of time that's not Lila? The same question could be asked in the reverse, and we'll call it question number two. How do I extend Lila even after it's Yom? In that sliver of time between Alos HaShachar and Hanetz. Again, you see this a phenomenal parallel over here. Rabbeinu Yonah has two slivers of time. On the inception of Lila, he's got that piece of time between Shkias HaChama and Tzeis HaKochavim. At the end of Lila, he's got this period of time between Amud HaShachar and Hanetz HaChama. In both cases, he's really willing to expand Lila. He's willing to expand Lila as far as Meiriv and Birchas Kriyat Shema is concerned in that period of time between Shkia and Tzeis. He's willing to extend Kriyat Shema into the Yom in the period of time between Amud HaShachar and Hanetz HaChama. So that's the second question we want to ask. The third question, which bothers the Rav very much, is this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says the following. This you'll see, again, if you happen to have it, he says on the... One second, let me just get the right... I wrote myself a note here. I think it's here on the bottom of Tzadi Beis. Let's see if I'm right. Yeah, I hope so. He says the following. Adam Yotzi Dechova Asachir Sin Shaim Shalila. Oh, no, this second. Just give me one more second here so we can. Did anybody see the paragraph there about Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim? Just one second. Okay, I guess we'll come to it pretty soon. So he asks the following question. He says, how could it be... Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Number Aleph on page Tzadik Beis. I skipped it. So he says the following. Am I Ishtenei Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim Mishar Mitzvah Shebet Torah? Why is it that Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim does not live up to the standards of all mitzvah Torah? All mitzvah Torah, if they're mitzvah alayla, you require Tzeisa Kochavim. And then he points out that Rabbeinu Yonah, okay, this is futuristic for us, but he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that from Shkia until Tzeis is 4 milin, and Yom extends almost to the end of that 4 milin, that 72, we'll call it 72 minute period, but in the last three quarters of a meal, before the end of the fourth, it's already what we call Bein Hashmashos, which is a kind of a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. So again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vada Yom past Shkia Sachama. So Ribbono Shel Olam, if it's Vada Yom at this period of time, so with Shkia it's definitely Yom, and Lila depends upon Seis, or perhaps three quarters of a meal before Seis, right? Nevertheless, you could be Yotzei the Mitzvah Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rav asks, V'chim et mishum shalo huzkal laila beferush bikra. Just because the Torah didn't use the word laila explicitly with regard to this Mitzvah Zechiris Yetzrayim, is therefore Chachamim say you don't have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. Halacha kvuahi, halacha nikva, ki yeshna mitzvah zechira balaila. We already have established that there's a mitzvah of Lila, kol yimei chayech l'rabos leilos. So if you're already being marba leilos, istam Lila for all mitzvahs haTorah is mitzeis hakochavim v'eilech. So we have now those questions. He goes on the Rav and he asks a question on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, if you remember, says that dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when is Yom terminate? With Seis. Or again, don't get confused with the Gimel Revi meal, but close enough to Seis, correct? So it's still Yom, and yet the Dam is Nifsal. So the Rav says, I don't get it. What is this all about? Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason why Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama is because the Torah says Biyom Hakrivo, the extra drasha of Biyom Hakrivo. This is on page Tzadi Dalet. I don't know if any of you have that page. It's number Hey in the fifth paragraph, the fifth line. He says V'yesh l'far shkia sachama haynu tchilas hashkia kodem tzeis hakochavim. So it means that already at the beginning of shkia, which is at the beginning of this process of Dalet Milim, it's already Dam Nifsal, it's already Psul Dam, even though Chashuv Yom, it's still considered Yom, and it's Vada Yom, Le'inyan Mitzvason, says Rabbeinu Tam, Le'inyan, all the mitzvahs Hayom, it's considered Vada Yom. So in other words, Rabbeinu Tam is operating with this new halacha, a Gzeres HaKosuv, if you call it that, a technical chiddush with regard to Dam in Kachim, and that is that even though it's still Yom, it's going to be Yom for a good couple of minutes, basically about an hour, nevertheless,
the dam is nifsal. And why is that? Mipasik miyutar. Because there's an extra pasuk mimaitli. What does it say with regard to hakrovas hakarbonos? It says yom hakrivo, and yom hakrivo terminates with shkia sachama, and therefore the dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama. Ubechol duchto, Rabbi Nitav admits that with regard to every other halacha, chashiv yom. I'd say sakokhovin. So Rabbi Nitav is saying something very strange. On the one hand, he's admitting that it's yom for all mitzvot Torah until say sakokhovin. On the other hand, he says that dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. But how does he justify what compels us to that conclusion that dam is nifsal b'shkia sacham? It's still yom. The Beis Hamikdash is open for business as long as it's yom. The answer is because the pasuk says biyom ekrivo. No, I don't get it. You just finished saying that biyom ekrivo, according to Rabbeinu Tam, yom continues until say sakochavim. So how could biyom ekrivo establish that there's a psul, right? A full hour before the yom terminates, it's still yom. He says, "Ha nicha." It would make sense in my pasuk ha yomavarki bias hashemesh posel sadam. If the Torah would say that with sunset the dam is posel, okay, so you would say that the psul of dam has nothing to do with laila. There's a new halacha of shkia sacham. But that's not true, because Rabbeinu Tam derives the psul of dam v'ram ha'posuk omer biyom ekrivu. No, biyom ekrivu should tell me that until tzeisak ol chavim, I should be allowed to be makriv the korban and be zorik the dam. In kein midas yom nemrakan, the Torah is saying that as long as it's yom, you could still be zorik the dam. Ulu Rabbeinu Tam, according to Shitas Rabbeinu, rov meshach arbas hamilin mahavi yom mamish. Umadui posel adam. Very strange. So that's, I think, question number four on the list. So we don't know why birchas kriyat shma, which l'chora should be dependent upon laila, depends instead upon this period of time, which is man Meiriv. We don't know exactly why Zman Meiriv engenders a halacha of Laila. We don't know why Sechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is engendered by this Zman Meiriv, which starts with Shkia. And we don't know why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham. To add another question to the list, we have a Ravid at the beginning of Pesachim. The Ravid at the beginning of Pesachim wants to understand, with regard to the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz, why does it say Ar li Arbasar? Why does it say Ar? So the Gemara has various ethical principles that we derive from the word Ar. But the Ravid wants to justify the word Ar al pi Allah. And he says, Mipnei shadayin yesham Ar hayom v'eino choshech kirichsiv l'choshech kar laila. And the Raiva develops this very sophisticated shita that even though Laila begins with Tzeisa Kochavim, nevertheless the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz begins when there's still light on the horizon, meaning the sun is already set, but nevertheless there's light on the horizon. He quotes the pasuk V'lachoshech kara Laila, meaning it's not yet dark out, right? Because there are patches of light on the horizon that light us up. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that you could be yotzi the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, which is the mitzvah of Laila, even before Tzeisak Ochav. And the Rav says, if the Ravid would have quit while he was ahead, meaning if it's a mitzvah the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon have that flexibility and they can establish the mitzvah even before Laila. But he says, I don't understand. The Ravid extends this to Doraisas. The Ravid applies this to the halacha of Mapeles or Lishmonim. The question is whether she engenders a new Tumas Leda, and that would only begin after the 80th day. So the 80th day from the first Hapola ends L'chora with Tseis. No, says the Ravid, if she has a second Hapola, even before Tseis, it's already considered the 81st day, and therefore she has a new Tumas Leda with all the dinim of Karbanos. So the Rav says the following. He says, "Benogea." This is the last line on Sadi Dal. "Benogelim los shal yoledes linyan damim tmeim dam tarvachiv karban." is the Ravid applies this principle on a Doraisa level, that even though it's still Yom, as far as all Dini HaTorah, nevertheless it's already considered Laila. The new day has emerged. And also Linyan Zman Achilus Kachim. Is Madua, says the Rav on the top of Tzadihei, Nachshov Es Arbas Hamilin Lelaila B'Torah's Vadai? How could you consider that this period of time from Shkiyas HaChama until Tzeis HaKochav is considered Laila B'Torah's Vadai? V'netamiyas Adam Unachai of Karban, in other words, the period of what we call Dam Tahar has terminated. We're in the new period of the 81st day in which any Dam is Dam Tame. And not only that, in Tumas Yoledes, she's going to have to bring another Karban. And in Psul Kodshim, we're going to passel the Kodshim because we've already reached Shkia Sachama, even though we're Dalet Minim before Laila. So again, if it was only B'dikas Chametz the Rabbanon, if that's what the Ravid was saying, Nicha, you could say that B'dikas Chametz was instituted before Laila, but to apply it to so many Dinim Doraisa, that he says is a real problem.
So we're taking all these different shittas and all these different rishonim, all of whom seem to like the fact that this period actually is night.
Correct.
But they're all like...
Oh, correct. And not only for the Rabbanons, and even Doraisa.
Yeah.
In the case of Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not only the Rabbanons of Mayriv and Birchas Kriyat Shema, but it's also the Doraisa of... Sibritzis of Zechiris Yisrael. In the case of Rabbeinu Tam, it's not only the Rabbanans in terms of, you know, Rabbeinu Tam Shita about when you can Dam Meirv, etc., but it's also Doraisa as far as Dam Nifsal, Bishkiya Sachamanans, as far as Kodshim is concerned. You've already terminated the day, and it's already Laila as far as Kodshim is concerned. That's a Doraisa Halacha. And then we applied in the Ravid not only to the Rabbanan of B'dikas Chametz, which is the inception is Shkias Chama, but even as far as Doraisa in terms of Tumas Leda and in terms of Dam Tame and in terms of Karvan Yoledes, these are all Doraisa halachas, and we're already entered into the new period of Laila, even though Laila for all Mitzvah Torah the standard is Tzeis HaKochavim. And basically within the context of all these Rishonim that we're mentioning, with the exception perhaps of Rabbeinu Tab, but certainly in the case of Rabbeinu Yonah, and we saw this is Rashi Shita, the Rambam Shita, and the Ravid Shita as well, is that Kriya Shema requires Laila, which is Tzeis HaKochavim. So what is, as Michael you said very well, what is this halacha that there's a period of time which is before Laila, and yet it has some sort of status of Mixas Laila? Now, I want to summarize for you a little bit later in this article. The Rav has a Shagas Aryeh, which I want you to make a note of. The Shagas Aryeh rejects Rabbeinu Tam, and if you want, I'll try to get the Shagas Aryeh's tshuva, the original. It's Simon Yud Zayin. I have a Shagas Aryeh. I just have to find it. My svarim are a little bit... And he says the following, that Ein hadam nifsal lizrikas hatovid elavitzeis hakochav. In other words, at least the Shagas Aryeh sort of gives us a little bit of I call it a chatzi nechama, because he's very consistent. He's saying that since Yom terminates with Tzeis HaKochavim, his Dam Nifsal should only apply at Tzeis HaKochavim. And therefore, the Shagas Aryeh goes a step further. He says, Zman Tfilas Mincha is going to be until when? Till Tzeis HaKochavim. So, by the way, we'll see all the shittos, but if you know any, if you have any friends who are very Hasidish, I mean, the real McCoy Hasidish, you know what I mean? So they will daven mincha very, very late, and they can rely on the Shagas Aryeh. There are others that they can rely on, not just the Shagas Aryeh. In any event, the Shagas Aryeh then takes a step back, and he says, wait a minute, we have something called Bein HaShmoshos. And Bein HaShmoshos, he says, is Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. So there's some slice of time before Tzeis HaKochavim, which is called Bein HaShmoshos. How can we daven mincha all the way till Tzeis? So the Shagas Aryeh says, because we have a principle called Safek Derabbanan Lekula. And with regard to Tfilas Mincha, we're dealing with the mitzvah Derabbanan. And we're not sure about this period of time. Again, right now we'll simplify. We'll talk about the period of time from Shkia until today's. Can you daven mincha or can you not daven mincha? And therefore he says that since it's unclear, what we're going to do is we're going to apply the rule of Safek derabana lekula. Now see if you can guess what's coming around the bend. What is the Shagasari going to say to answer the question of kunshin? In other words, at what point should I stop being Zorek the Dam in the Beis HaMikdash? Oh, here it's a Doraisa, and we have to apply the principle of Safek Doraisa lechumra. He says, therefore, Ein makriven es hatamid bizman hashkia ad seisa kokhov. Okay, now here it gets very complicated, exactly what he means by shkia. He calls it shkia shnia. Okay, there's shkia rishona and shkia shnia, but whatever it is, when we get close to tseis, we have a period of time, let's call it 15 minutes before tseis hakochavim. Okay, I'm just throwing that out, don't hold me to it. And that's called ben hashmashos, according to Shagas Aryeh. That is a time in which we could dab mincha because of Safik Drabana Lakula. But we're not going to be Zorik the Dam in the Migdash because that's Safik Doraisa Lechum. That's the Shita of the Shagas Aryeh.
You could also daven Marim.
Correct. Then we have the Shita Sagra, which again, Mirtz Hashem will get to study the Gra Shita. The Gra Shita is that Mincha ends much, much earlier. And if you want to make a note of it, the Gra is in Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis. And he holds that once Bein HaShmashos is a Safek Yom Safek Laila, so from the period of time of Tchilas Hashkia, we already have Bein HaShmashos. Notice that the Shagas Aryeh assumes that Bein HaShmashos starts much later. It's almost Sof Shkia, meaning that last period of time, which he calls Shkia Shnia. The Gaon understands that Bein HaShmashos begins with Tchilas Hashkia, from the very moment that the sun dips below the horizon, Tchilas Hashkia. And according to Gaon, Bein HaShmashos begins with Tchilas Hashkia, and it ends after three quarters of a meal. Let's call it 15 minutes, okay, or 18 minutes. Again, we're going to have to go into all the details to really... But that's called Bein HaShmashos. Says the Gaon, we should not daven mincha during Bein HaShmashos. Why? Because since there's a loch of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama, and therefore the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought up until Tchilas HaShkia, okay, in that sense, you know, he's not willing to extend the halach of kodshim until seis, like the Shagas Aryeh. He wants to terminate kodshim with what? With Tchilas Hashkia on a vaday level. Again, the Shagas Aryeh is operating with suffix, which Bein HaShmashos is a suffix, and therefore we're not going to be zorik the dam, although his Bein HaShmashos, as I said before, is much later than that of the Gaon. The Gaon has an earlier Bein HaShmashos. He's not willing to even daven mincha at that time because he says that the halacha of shkia sachamo as far as dam nifsal is a vaday halacha. It has nothing to do with safek yom, safek laila. And therefore, since there's no longer a possibility of being zorik to dam, therefore, you can't daven mincha. So it comes out that according to Shagas Aryeh, I can daven mincha as late as tseis hakochavim. According to the Gaon, I can daven mincha up until shkia. According to the Shagas Aryeh, I can be zorik the dam as late as tseis hakochavim. The only problem is that last period of time before tseis is already a suffix, and therefore something d'orais l'chumra. But mincha is a suffix d'rabbanan, and I can continue davening mincha until tseis. According to the Gaon, once the halacha of dam nifsal v'shkia sachama kicks in, it's halacha of b'taras vaday, and that begins with what? With shkia sachama, and if I can't daven mincha, because it's no longer k'neged t'midim tikna.
But he also says you can daven marim.
Presumably. Now I want to read to you the Rav's language, because this I find fascinating. The Rav says the following. Rabir Hadvar. This is, again, if you want to make a note of it, we'll photocopy it. Tzadi Zayin. I don't think you have it. Okay. Just one paragraph. He says, Rabir Hadvarim,
I'm so fascinated by this question. He says, "Yesh lishol sheilat yisod." You should ask a fundamental question. He says the following: Hamishnah va'braisa b'mesecht Shabbos. Okay, we haven't gone through the sugyan Shabbos. That's in Perek Vav Medlikin. Nokat b'pshitus ki bein hashmashos who suffik min hayom suffik min alayim. That there's a period of time which is suffik. We don't know if it's day or we don't know if it's night. Again, according to the Shagasari, that's a later period of time. According to the Gaon, it's an earlier period of time. But whatever it is that the Mishnah is referring to, it's suffik yom, suffik lail. Torah hi v'lilmod anitzarach, says the Rav. It's very dramatic. Al mami yusad suffik zeh. What is the basis of such a suffik? Ha'im chachomim lo yachlu lachria kama hishir chashecha v'layla? Did the chachomim find that they didn't have the measurements, the ability to determine when it's dark enough to be layla, when it's not dark and it's still yom? Me'olam lo matzanu b'gemara, we don't find anywhere in the gemara, iboilahu. Kama hi chashecha? How much is chashecha? When is it considered dark enough to be dark, to be light? We don't find it. Uvechein madua nischadesh suffik zeh. What's the basis, the source for this suffik? Hallo yodim anu ki calls man laila, meaning the zman of laila for all mitzvah Torah. I think he means maschilim teisako chavim. Is lefnei zeh hu yom gavur. Is miayin over suffik yom suffik lail? So let's just try to summarize the Rav's question. I think what he's asking is, it's a twofold question. Number one, we know when laila, when the Torah recognized laila, and that's teisako chavim. How then can we have a period of time before it says that's called a suffik? Then the second question is, I don't understand the whole nature, the whole source or root of this suffik. What do you mean you don't know if it's yom or laila? If it's dark out, it's laila. If it's not dark, it's yom. So you don't know whether it's dark or not? The Chachamim couldn't figure this riddle out? They couldn't solve the riddle of when is dark considered dark? And when does laila begin? And when does yom terminate? And then he goes on in the next paragraph to quote a pasuk in Nehemiah. The pasuk in Nehemiah in Perek Dalet says, Anachnu osim b'malacha, Tosus at the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph, I think, quotes this pasuk. Anachnu osim b'malacha, me'alos ha'shachar, v'ad seisak ochav. Thus, these were day workers, and day workers begin their work by day, which is alos ha'shachar. When does the day terminate? With Seisak Ochavim, that's Mefurish in the Pasuk. So if we need a definition of Yom and Laila, we have it written right here in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that Yom begins with Alos HaShachar, and Laila begins with Seisak Ochavim. So these workers that were hired for daytime work began with Alos HaShachar, and they ended with Seisak Ochavim. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And we quoted before, which I want to see inside Bilin Ender, the Mishnah Megillah that says that any mitzvah Yom could be fulfilled from Amud HaShachar on. So if Amud HaShachar is the kickoff of day, then day should terminate with Seisak Ochavim. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Ad Seisak Ochavim. So I have a summary here of what the Rav says, and I'm going to just read it to you, and we'll see if we can make any sense out of it. Nireh diyesh beis halacha shel yom ubeis halacha shel laila. So it sounds like what? Brisk Torah, good svei dinin, right? He says the following. Again, I'm going to have a lot of trouble with this. I'm warning you. I don't say this is simple, but we're going to try between today and Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll have it down. He says the following. The first halacha he says. Again, he used some very highfalutin terminology. He said, "Don't get scared. You know, we'll don't get nervous. We'll try to reduce it to our understanding." He says, "Chalos shem cheftes shel yom, v'chalos shem cheftes shel lail. V'hainu me'alos hashachar v'yadseisa kochov." If anybody wants to write this down, I would encourage you to write this down. Again, his first halacha of Yom and Laila is alos and seis. I would like to
to rewrite the Bible here. What is significant about Alos Hatzeis? Why would Yom, he calls it with a family, Chalos Shem Cheftza Shel Yom, again with all the brisket terminology, but why would Yom depend upon Alos and Seis?
No suffering.
I don't think so. I think he's talking about a fundamental concept here. Let's open up the Chumash, right? The Chumash says on the first day of creation, it says Haaretz Hasasov Vavo, etc., etc. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, okay, and then it says Vayal Elokim Esahar Ki Tov, Vayavdel Elokim Bein Or Ubein Achoshech. Okay, so there's something called Or and there's something called Choshech. Okay, Rabbi Berzon, that's very nice, but what's it got to do with that discussion? Let's read the next pasuk. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom, v'lachoshech kara laila. It's like the Torah itself operates with an analogy. It's almost like the Torah was a briska lamda here. You want to know what's yom and laila? I'm going to tell you the exact precise answer to that question. Or is called yom, and laila is called, and choshech is called laila. It's like, what determines Yom and Laila, or in Choshech? In other words, our both side, what I'm suggesting here is that there may be a period of time in which the sun is down, the stars haven't come out yet, but it's still light. And from that perspective, one could argue that it's still daylight out. I mean, I'm saying it's still Yom. Why is it still Yom? Because the Torah says Lachoshech Kara Laila. Now you'll ask me, but wait a minute, the sun already set. The answer is, the sun is not going to tell me when the new day begins. What's going to tell me when the new day begins? Choshech. Well, when is Choshech? When the sun sets? Oh no, there's still plenty of light out when the sun sets. The answer is, why is there still light after sunset? Astronomically, because it's still reflected light, even though the sun may have dipped below the horizon, but I still have a source of light. The sun is still giving off light because it's reflected light on the horizon. So therefore it's not yet Laila. Is if you ask me why this Chalos Cheftza Shel Laila begins with Seis, the answer is because Lachoshech Kara Laila. Now let's go the other way. What about Yom? Well, the sun didn't rise yet. If the sun didn't rise yet, I can't see the sun on the horizon, then maybe it shouldn't be Yom. But what's the answer?
Or.
There's already Or. The sun is already providing light even before sunrise. That's the period of time between what and what? Between Amud HaShachar and Anei Tzachama. And then the Rav says, Beis, there's another halach of Yom V'Laila. And again, the language is very heavy. I'm going to try to understand Lefi Aniyas Daiti. He says, Chalos din zman yom uzman laila. Okay, we're not talking about the Cheftza Shel Yom and the Cheftza Shel Laila. We're talking about zman yom and zman laila. Uzman yom nimdad, it's measured, minetachama v'ad, who could guess, shkia sachama. Is the Rabosai in the second definition of Yom and Laila, what plays the critical role? It's not Yom and Choshech. It's not Or and Choshech. It's what? The sun plays the role. So let's take a look at the second day of creation. What happens on the second day of creation? Or maybe I'm up to the third day of creation. The fourth day of creation, okay. The Torah says on the fourth day of creation, Vayera vayvayom shlishi vayom alakim yehi ma'oros terkiya shamayim lahavdil bein yom uvein laila. Whoa, now the Torah is giving me a different definition of yom v'laila. What determines yom and laila? The ma'oros. And the next pasuk says es ha-ma'or agadol l'mifshel es hayom. Okay, I don't know what to do with the moon here at this point, but hold on to that for a second. But as far as this pasuk ha-ma'or agadol l'mifshel es hayom, it means the avdola between yom and laila is determined by the sun. But wait a minute, the sun set, and I don't see the sun anymore. But there still are. So what do I do with this period of time when on the one end, the sun no longer is visible on our horizon, but nevertheless it's still being pale, you know, it's still achieving something, and it's providing light. So from one perspective, it's still yom, because la choshech kara laila, and it's not yet choshech. La ar kara yom. Is there still, since the sun, albeit is not visible, but it's providing light, therefore it's still yom. And the laila would only begin choshech with what? With seisach kochavim. So I can't begin my laila with shkiyas hachama. But on the other hand, the Torah says, esamar agadol, libim shel sayom. Which means that as long as the sun is out there, I call it yom. When the sun is set, I don't have yom anymore. It's doch I start laila. So this period of time, and there are two periods of time that now we can talk about. Let's talk about shkia til tzeis. Shkia til tzeis means I no longer have memsheles hamaar agadol memsheles, because the maar agadol is already set. So therefore, it's no longer yom; it's laila. On the other hand, I still have light, so from the perspective of Lachosha Kar Laila and La'ar Kar Yom, is it still day? So this period of Bein HaShmashos, meaning after Shkia and before Tzeis, again it depends what Shkia you're talking about, again that's going to be the Machlokshi, the Shagasari, and the Gon, but whatever it might be, this period of time after Shkia, before Tzeis, depends upon how you define Yom and Laila. Do you define Yom and Laila from the perspective of Yom Rishon, which means Or and Choshek, or do you define Yom and Laila from the perspective of Yom Revi, meaning the Maor HaGadol, which is depending upon the sun itself? So the language of the Rav again, he says, Chalos din zman yom shenimdad mi'anetz hachama, when the sun actually appears on the horizon, sunrise, v'ad shkia sachama. And then he says the following. Listen to this language. He says, l'rabeni yona, tfilas arvis, u'birchas kriyat shma, tluyos lo b'cheftza shel yom v'layla, ela bizman laila. Masha enke mitzvahs kriyat shma atzma, tluya b'cheftza shel laila. This is the brisket tzvedin. You don't get frustrated. Again, we're starting a process. You have to be patient. Okay. It's, no, we're not going to finish today. So it's a cliffhanger. This is my motivation to make you make the schlep from Malaya Duvim here on Wednesday. Okay. No, so what we're saying is the following, that Rabbeinu Yonah is operating with two different definitions of Yom V'Laila. Again, so far we don't know why one operates with regard to certain mitzvahs, whereas the other operates with regard to other mitzvahs. But we knew the following. The classic definition of Yom V'Laila is that of the first day of creation. What he calls the Chalos Cheftza Shel Yom, the Chos Cheftza Shel Laila, and that depends upon Or and Choshech. Therefore, as long as it's still R, I cannot recite Kriyat Shema, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and fulfill my mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema requires Laila, meaning the Cheftish Laila. When is the Cheftish Laila? When there's no longer what? R, and the Choshech takes over. When does Choshech take over and reign supreme? With Seisach Kochav. But then there's another din. There's something called Zman Yom. And that Zman Yom is dependent upon Yom Revi, as we called it, about Memsheles Ma'ar HaGadol. And when is Memsheles Ma'ar HaGadol? With Shkia. When does Memsheles Ma'ar HaGadol terminate? With Shkia. When does Memsheles Ma'ar HaGadol begin? With Amud HaShachar. I'm sorry, with Anetzacham, I meant to say. So therefore, when the Pasuk in Nehemia talks about me'amud haShachar ve'atzeis haKochavim, that pasuk is addressing the Chefta Shel Yom, the Chefta Shel Laila, the Chefta Shel Yom, and the Chefta Shel Laila. Is therefore we begin with Amud haShachar and we begin with this, because we're talking about Or and Choshech. But then there's another halacha, and Rabbeinu Yonah introduces this halacha to justify three dinim, three mitzvahs. One is Birchas Kriyat Shema, the other is Tfilas Arvis, and the third is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, with regard to these mitzvos, what determines Yom and Laila is Zman Yom and Zman Laila, which we interpret as totally in Memsheles HaMa'ar HaGadol. and therefore with Shkias HaChama, the day has completed itself and the night has begun. And that's the time for Tfilas Arvis. That's the time for Birchas Kriyat Shema, and that's the time for Zechiras Yitzis Mitzvah. Now we end the shiur with this question. What we are responsible for, and Belinetta will see the second part of this article, is to try to figure out, why does Rabbeinu Yonah think that your classic definition of Yom and Laila, which is Or and Choshech, which means that Laila begins with Tzeisa Kochavim, operates with mitzvahs d'oraisa, which are classical mitzvahs that depend upon Laila, and the inception of those mitzvahs was going to be at Laila would be Tzeisa Kochavim? Why are there other mitzvahs that depend upon Midas Laila B'Yom, even though it's really technically Yom, because as far as the Cheftza, it's Yom, but it's got a Midas Laila B'Yom because of the fourth day of creation, in which the Ma'ar HaGadol is no longer can be seen. It no longer appears on the horizon with Shkiyas HaChama. And that Shkiyas HaChama Yom, Laila, that Shkiyas HaLaila Yom will end with Hanetz HaChama. Okay then? So we'll stop here.
So the Kiyas
HaChama
is the Oraita, and it goes according to
Mom. No. Zechiris Yitzias Mitzvah. Oh yeah, and it goes according to Zechiris. And that's the paradox. Yeah. That's the paradox that we can try to work on. Rabbeinu Yonah's solution to that paradox is the fact that the word Laila doesn't appear in the Torah with regard to what? Yeah. With regard to Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says what instead of Laila? Kol, right. Kol Yimei Chayech. And we have to see what is the deeper meaning and the significance of that diuk of Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, sure.
So, say a person hypothetically, they wake up.